Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know how to deliver this news.
Oh, no.
Listen, 2025 has already been rough.
Shut up. It can't be rough already.
You're right.
We're barely into it. Well, we are not coming into this with a negative attitude, young lady.
We have the "this is fine" meme literally on both TVs.
On every... we can't wait. This year we're getting video cameras finally, and you're going to be able to see what happens. Even some behind the scenes stuff, but we got to make a pact that there's a giant kill the video feed button in this room. But yes, where there would be logos, we walked in and it was like the BJ and Jamie logo and the Alice logo.
Very professional.
And Aaron has changed it to the dog sitting in the fire with the "this is fine."
On both.
On all screens. It's a dumpster fire in here. I have weird news for the group. I have joined...
A running club, a book club.
AA. No, I know you were thinking about it. No, I've not joined any of those things. In fact, I haven't officially joined. I'm on the verge of joining a society that I didn't think I'd ever join. And...
Okay.
What's the society called where, like, the girls, they do... like the manners classes, and then they wear the white ball
debutantes?
Gowns. Yeah. Yeah. Or no, even like that kind of society?
No, that's not me. Okay. No, that's not me at all. I know this sounds like what everybody says at the beginning of the year, but I am making a concerned effort. Is it really concerted?
I think concerted, but.
Yeah. I'm making an effort to become extremely healthy. So I had a pretty big blood pressure scare over the holidays where I checked, like, you go to the dentist and they check your blood pressure and they always do it at the beginning. I'm like, it's always at the beginning because I don't know what you're going to say.
Mine have never done that.
Really? Your dentist doesn't check your blood pressure?
No.
Yeah, mine just started doing it. And mine's on the third floor, so I always have to book it up the steps and I'm like, try again after. Move down to the first floor and then check my blood pressure, okay? Not my fault.
Oh, man. Isn't there not an elevator?
There is, but I'm trying to...
I get it, but if you know they're going to take your blood pressure.
That feels worse. That feels like I'll just give up on exercising because you're going to be examining me.
Well, your blood pressure should not necessarily raise with walking up three flights of stairs. I'm just throwing that out there.
Let's not get into the details. They do it at my dentist.
So they
check. It's the wrist one.
Oh, the wrist. So those are, I've just talked to some different doctors and different people about it. Historically, massively inaccurate. And even the one I have at home is like the Amazon one. Like, you can buy one on Amazon.
Is it like the finger one? Or is it still
the finger's just blood ox.
Oh. And heart rate, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As always, it was high at the beginning, and I'm like, check it at the end. And this time it was like, still real high. I'm like, what's real high? And I don't know if you know blood pressure medicines, but you could round both the numbers up and I'd be there.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So instead of being 120 over 80, I was like 200 over 100.
Okay.
Pretty consistently. Okay. So I bought the thing on Amazon and I'm checking, and it's like, then when you do what Aaron's doing right now, it's like you're in deep tatas. Because here's the deal about your heart. The funny thing is what's happening right now is we're probably not even going to get to the society I'm joining because I've taken us so far down. But it's like your heart, like your liver can fix itself. Like your lungs can heal. Your heart just doesn't heal. If you damage your heart, you're boned. It's just you've done.
You
it.
Got okay. to take care of it.
Correct. Yeah. You got one of those, and it's like,
this is the advice I didn't need in high school when I was getting dumped all the time. Like, look, it's not gonna get better.
Not that hard.
Your heart is it's messed up now. It's broken.
So I'm trying to be healthy. So I've like immediately I gave blood because I figured out I did some blood work and like some of my levels were off the charts for like hemoglobin and stuff. And they're like, your blood's too thick because of all the other stuff I've been doing. My blood was too thick.
Mm.
Okay.
So I dumped a bunch of blood.
Right. Yep. Makes sense to me. I'm with you. Get it out of me.
And my blood pressure is down to 140 over 80, which is now I'm only 20 points off of. Now I'm way better. I'm way, way better. Okay. And I'm taking, I've got, you know, the TikTok ads for the stuff.
Oh my God. What is that?
It looks like blood.
I've got a container full of colon broom right here.
I get those ads too. Are you drinking it? Really?
Yeah, I'm drinking it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll meet you in the bathroom.
It's nice. No, it doesn't do that to me. It really doesn't. It just makes you feel more full.
Okay.
Like you're just kind of not in the mood. Like
where's
just,
the fun in that?
Because then when you sit down to eat, you're just not like, ah, like you're not. And I'm trying to watch my glucose levels. I'm like doing all these things.
Wow, you're taking it serious.
What did I have today? Instead of a...
Oh, you had a cortado?
I had a cortado, which is no sugar in my coffee.
Okay.
It's like just coffee and milk. That's it.
Okay, and a side of colon broom.
Yes. I wish I hadn't brought up the colon broom first. Okay.
Before my I mouth tell you. Is watering. I mean, all I get is those ads.
And I'm also doing dose. It's the turmeric shot for your liver.
I feel like I've gotten those before too. Probably, yeah,
all these ads. It's like I'm doing any ad that happens during Wordscapes or Royal Match.
I'm proud of you though. That's a lot of health changes.
I've been doing some of those for like a month or so.
Okay,
and I'm just kind of ramping it all up. And I'm starting to take CoQ10, and I'm taking. And if you have more suggestions, text in to 303-222-5423.
You're already doing a lot.
No, but I wanted in magnesium of like if you take, I'm taking D3 and K2 because that's another thing that'll lower your blood pressure. Mm. So you gotta take.
But like,
zinc
how do you know what's working? The whole point, you have to test one thing at a time to make
just
sure it's working.
Throw everything at it.
More letters, more numbers. T7.
Yes.
More ads.
There were no ads for D3 or K2, but you're welcome. You guys will now get ads for D3 and K2.
Okay.
So having said all that, oh my God, I'm almost out of time here. So then I was making improvements to me and I started making some improvements to my house and I have this loose toilet seat. So then I bought all the like toilet seats to do the slow release.
Okay.
And then when I was buying them all, there was an ad. It was like, how about you buy this upgrade with it?
Is it a bidet? Oh my gosh.
Oh, now I'm meeting you in the bathroom, colon broom or not. Are you serious?
I have one. It's only been used one time to clean the front of my shirt because I wasn't aware.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, does it kind of spray down in? So I turn it. It was like, full bore.
She's working.
I was soaked to the bone. But I have a Kohler bidet.
Wow.
On my with a slow close toilet lid.
That is the ultimate luxury. When can we come over?
Does it spray everywhere when you do it? Do you have to close your legs?
No, you have to be sitting.
No kidding.
But it doesn't. As long as your legs.
I keep getting it wrong.
Yeah.
I just got two things. I go F or R. I don't know what that means.
Front or rear. So some of them have
see a nozzle. That was the other thing. There's no nozzle on this. And I'm like, where's it going to come from? And when you turn it, like the nozzle comes down. It goes whoop and it comes down. It's like, bah! And I was like, whoa. And then I turned it the other way. Bah! And I'm soaked.
Is it like two different nozzles?
Yes.
Right? So it hits different angles. So if depending on the parts that you have.
Oh,
you
so the clean. F is for the girls.
Yeah, you could clean that. Okay. I'm still traditional, I guess. I just have the one.
So I want to set aside some time. Like I was going to just journal this, but now I'd like to do a running diary on the air of my life as a bidet guy.
Welcome, wow. Welcome.
I'm going to be shooting hot water. No, it's cold water. How do you deal with the cold water, by the way?
It's invigorating.
You get used to it.
Yeah. Who needs a cold plunge?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.